Okay, we're off. Nigel, thank you for talking to me. Can you tell me about the history of the club, when it was first founded?
Sure. The actual date of when the club was founded is one of those things that's a little bit shrouded in the mists of time. But what we are certain is that the club moved here to Bushey Park just over 150 years ago, when the railway moved to Teddington. The Greek club had a ground right in the middle of Teddington. The new railway coming was going to go right through the middle of the ground, so it was looking for somewhere new to go. And there was space here in the Royal Park in Bushey. So our forefathers, we have to thank for the fact that we're in such a beautiful surroundings as this. And you may quite hear the deer in the background there as the night comes down here. It's a great place to be. And we thank those early forefathers for bringing us to Bushey Park way back in the 1860s.
Tell me, there's a little bit of history to the old pavilion.
Yeah, the old pavilion is getting on for more than 75 years old now. The original buildings were two of the five Nissen huts that General Eisenhower used for his command during Second World War, which he had here based in Bushey Park. And come the end of the war, rather than be decommissioned or taken apart, we commissioned two of them, took them down brick by brick, piece of wood by piece of wood, and moved them across here to form the basis of the new pavilion, to reform the cricket club after the war. The outfields down here have been used in the Dig to Victory, so we had one pitch that was actually allotments that had to be sorted out as well. But yeah, it was two Nissen huts. It's got that history to it. And those buildings were 75 plus years old. And even the newest bit of the building is more than 50 years old. We filled it with a bar and a veranda and a kitchen in between in 1969. So, you know, it's got a lot of history to it. It's got a lot of stories, some of which will stay with it when it goes, but some of which will move on. But our members are very keen that we move the character of the building into the new one. And I think that's something that we're very proud of, the fact that we've brought to the new building, is some of the character from the old building has moved across with it.
And the new building is actually incredible. It's a beautiful building. You've resized it so you can now see two cricket matches at the same time. Tell me a bit how it was funded.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we're very happy with the building. It's better than I think any of us could have dreamt of when we started 5 years ago. You know, 1.6 million for a building for an amateur sports club is no mean feat. We have had generous funding from the governing body. You know, people are very quick to kick governing bodies in whatever sport they're involved in about putting money in at grassroots. We really do have to thank the ECB for giving us grants and also interest-free loans as well. They couldn't have been more helpful in their help, the ECB. There have been a number of other bodies, local foundations, the Gosling Foundation we have to thank. The Richmond Civic Pride Fund have been very generous in their donations to us as well. But then really, we do have to thank our members. There's been a phenomenal response and take up from it. I know, you know, when you come to build things like this and you move from a place like the old building, it's got the character and the history in it. There's a little bit of persuasion you've got to do to people. But people very quickly came on board when they realised what we were going to achieve here. And I hope every single one of them, I'm sure every one of them that's been here tonight, has seen what a phenomenal building we've built. And I know that everybody who comes to use it, our members, the school, the football club, all the visiting teams who come here, will be thankful that we've gone through with this project and that our members have been very generous in making sure that we could produce something that we never wanted to come back here in 10 years' time. People go, oh, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd done that. And I'm pretty confident that people won't be saying that in 10 years' time, maybe even 20 years' time.
And of course, it's totally sustainable, isn't it?
It is. You know, one of the things that we had in mind, a beautiful Royal Park, a lot of greenery around, a lot of wildlife around. You know, we're very mindful of that. We've taken the traffic out of the park. That's reduced the throughput of traffic in the park. But the building itself will be one of the top 10% of non-domestic buildings in the country for sustainability. We'll be recycling all the rainwater that comes in. We've got a 32,000 litre rainwater harvesting tank buried over there. So all the water that comes down in terms of rain onto the building will be harvested and put back on the ground to water the outfields. We've got ground source heat pumps. We've got boreholes that have gone down 100 metres that will be heating the water. We've got underfloor heating in here that will be they'll be heated off that as well. We've got a green roof going up there as well to put back into the environment. It really is, you know, one of the best cricket pavilions in terms of sustainability there is around, as well as producing something that is pretty unique, I think, in this area.
And where do you see the future now with this new pavilion?
I think, you know, the club can only go from strength to strength. We've had a lot of success. I think, as our chairman mentioned in there, the results that this club's produced in the last 30, 40 years are phenomenal in terms of our positioning and achievements in terms of trophies throughout the club. But also, you know, the number of juniors that we give opportunities to play cricket and experience this wonderful game that we've all enjoyed so much this summer, from bottom all the way up right to the top. You know, we just want to push on, get more people playing the game, get more local people involved. We want more members, be it juniors, be it seniors playing, be it local social members. We want people to come down and enjoy this facility. The school will be here, the football will be here during the autumn and the winter. Cricket would most definitely be here during the summer. And if we can get this building used every day of the year, that's a huge tick in the box.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you so much for letting me hold the World Cup.
No problem. Thank you.